Okay, this is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And I am back with my next guest and with a very interesting book. I'm so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper, Carolyn McBride, and the name of her book is Four Seasons at Cutler's, A Year to Choose the One. Oh boy, the one. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Patsy. It's so great to meet you and be on your show.
Oh, this is fun. This is going to be fun. I love it. There are so many reasons I enjoyed this book. One, I was raised in a family Italian restaurant, and I have stirred more pots of spaghetti sauce than you can imagine.
Wow, I had no idea.
So I love anything about an Italian family restaurant. And then I worked for Hotel Intercontinental, and so I love the hotel side too. So you have everything in this book, and then all the places. They're just lots of, it's just lots of fun.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. It's meant to be escapism, armchair travel. It's very lighthearted and fun, and it takes you on an adventure around the world to 20 different cities, each city having their own personalities and own highlights. So it's a joy to write. I only write about cities that I've been to, so that's special too.
Yeah, well, I had a feeling you've been to them. There are so many, quite a few, of course. Most of them I have been to, the cities, actually, except Dubai, because they wouldn't want me there. And sometimes you're picking my favorite restaurant or my favorite hotel. So when you go to Miami and you go to the Delano, I mean, that...
It's a classic.
It's my go-to place. I mean, I love it. The first time I remember we walked in there and I said, oh my God, I'm not going to leave. Just leave me here.
I know the feeling. I love it. That's why I had to include it in the book.
Well, I could tell that every place that you write about, you've been and you've had fun there. And I must say, because I lived in Houston for too many years, the Houston part cracked me up.
Well, I really wanted to contrast Houston to New York and two different restaurant groups with, you know, a different work style. So you have the Italian, super charismatic, outgoing extroverts in New York. And then you go down to Houston and it's a little more serious. But they also, they're gracious and they're kind, they're good Southern people, so there were benefits to each side.
Exactly, there are definitely. So tell us about Charlotte, and tell us, I'm so glad, this dating world, you make it a lot of fun to read about.
Right, well, there's a lot of dating in this book. So Charlotte McPherson is a restaurant publicist in her late 30s in New York City, and Four Seasons at Cutler's is actually part of the series. Four Seasons at Angelino's is the first book in the series. However, you do not have to read that book to catch on to the story at Four Seasons at Cutler's, but in it, there's actually a love triangle between Charlotte's love of her life, Wyatt Ashcroft, who's this elusive Hollywood producer who's out to save the world one film at a time, and then her new boss, Travis Cutler, who's a Southern gentleman from Houston.
You're the publicist for your publicist.
I have a great publicist, actually.
I mean, you're a publicist, but you needed to hire a publicist to tell us that you are writing about a neurodivergent love triangle. Now, I had never heard of a neurodivergent, but I got a kick out of that. I thought, oh boy.
Well, Patsy, let me tell you, these days, more and more people are on the spectrum. And even Elon Musk, during his Saturday Night Live appearance, mentioned that he has Asperger's. I think that the stigma is going away, and it's a reality. People are on the spectrum, men and women. Women tend to hide it more than men. And so out there in the dating world, a lot of women are trying to understand, like, is he not into me? Is he on the spectrum? Is there something else going on? And in the case of Four Seasons at Cutler's, Wyatt Ashcroft, the film producer, yeah, he's such a genius. He does have, he is somewhat on the spectrum. And, you know, this is a romantic comedy, so we don't go too deep into medical diagnosis. But Charlotte realizing that she still loves him, it doesn't change her feelings at all. She just wants to learn how to communicate with him more accurately or more effectively, I should say. Because in the end, relationships are all about communication.
It was funny, as I was reading this, because I'm deeply into Charlotte Bronte, I kept thinking to myself, oh, what would Charlotte Bronte think about dating these days?
Oh, my goodness. It's changed quite a bit, I must say, with online dating and matchmakers. And, yeah, it's a whole nother world.
it would be so funny. Actually, I should write a book about Charlotte Bronte coming back. He did discover that.
Maybe I'll do that.
I think you should.
I think it would be fascinating because it's just changed so much and it constantly evolves. You have new terms like, well, ghosting has been around for a while and, you know, they keep coming up with new things. It's tough because it's gone, you know, to tech. So you meet people online and they look good on paper, but then there's like five other guys in the queue and you're like, So people start getting more and more picky. And then in the end, they don't end up meeting in person, or when they do, they're disappointed because the person doesn't look like their pictures and they don't match their profile or they lied about their age or whatever it may be. It's a struggle out there in the trenches.
It really is because it was only like a year or so ago, an author came to me with a book called Red Flags, and I thought she was writing about communists in the 1950s. And it took me a while to realize she's telling me, you know, this is really it's an important subject. You really have to understand the red flags. There are these red flags you have to know about. And I had no idea what it was. I discovered after that it had something to do with dating.
It's true. I mean, and there's the question of chivalry. Like, you know, does the man still open the door for the woman? And some men, they just don't know what to do because they think they might offend the woman by opening the door and insinuating that she can't do it herself. So, you know, I do feel for both men and women and, you know, whatever people are into, because there's a lot of complications and mixed signals and opportunity for misunderstanding.
And, of course, you have also some, you know, some of the serious side that she's not young.
Right. So that's part of the story, too, because women in their 30s, they've worked so hard on their careers, and some of them who find themselves unmarried, they start questioning, did they put too much time in work or what went wrong? And then there can be a feeling of desperation where they're really trying to nail down a guy and find the one. And that, again, brings us back to Four Seasons at Cutler's, where Travis Cutler is sort of the safer bet because he's traditional Southern and wants the family. But her heart really is with Wyatt Ashcroft, who is, you know, based in L.A. and busy making films, traveling around the world doing that.
Yeah, wants to save the world and be eco-friendly and not eat red meat.
Oh, there's that too. Charlotte has to.
I love that. I love. And it actually, when the Houston part, when you're talking about the steaks, I must say, I do like steak.
So. Yes, and I do too, and so does our protagonist. Charlotte is a meat eater, and she does drink martinis in New York, but Wyatt doesn't eat meat because it's bad for the environment, and he doesn't drink alcohol because he's just so laser-focused. So there is some personality clashes. And again, that makes the Texan much more easy for her because she can just devour those steaks and throw back the the booze and not feel judged or inadequate.
Yeah. I think it was a martini. I'm sort of on the side of the martini myself.
I think it's great you live in Houston. I was there for the Super Bowl when they hosted it, and just such a great town, great city. I write a travel blog, so every city that's featured in the book, there's a travel blog entry with the best restaurants and recommendations. Like in Houston, you have NASA Space Museum, and it's, I give all the different points of interest that people should check out when they visit each city.
So when you, because you're a publicist and you publicize hotels, so you really know what it's like to get into a hotel and be welcomed.
Oh, for sure. I mean, hospitality, making the guest feel like they're the king or queen is so important. Also, friendliness, I think, is also important as well. So, yeah, I've stayed all different from 5-star and below. So I've experienced it all. And I just think that when you travel somewhere, where you stay and where you eat is paramount to having a great experience.
Tell us a few of your favorite restaurants that you mentioned. People can then get the book and see if they're going to go to these restaurants or if they find some new ones.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, I should definitely give a shout out to Serafina, which is based in New York. And I worked with them for over a decade as their in-house publicist and business development director. And so they're based in New York, but there's locations in Boston, Miami, other places around the world like Dubai. And that's what was so important in the book. I was blessed to be able to open restaurants around the world. So when you see a chapter like Dubai, I actually went there twice and worked there to establish the brand and help the team out. So Serafina, whenever you're in New York, it's a good family restaurant too, or it could be a good date night. It's casual Italian. It's fantastic. For more upscale Italian in New York, I always recommend Cipriani, which also has outposts in Mexico City and Miami and other and L.A. I am now based in L.A., and we have a fantastic Greek restaurant, Avra. Greek food is Greek, any kind of Mediterranean food, amazing. So, yeah, I love Avra. Here in L.A., we have Mr. Chow for Chinese, the Ivy, just kind of iconic, here on Robertson, and so many great choices. Well, I mean, it depends on the food. Like,
yeah.
Do you want
well, now
sushi?
You're making everybody hungry, and everybody will want to go to one of these, well, a lot of these cities, and most of them are very accessible. People can go to Las Vegas easily enough, but Miami, but also Florence is on your list, and I love Florence.
Oh, yes. So what I do is I try in my books to mix it up. And obviously, America is the base, but I always want a few European destinations. And then, this time I delved into the Middle East with Dubai, and we have Mexico City also, and Toronto for our friends up north. But, yeah, definitely try to include as many cities as possible and obviously incorporate the restaurants. In the case of Florence, it was part of a romantic getaway stemming from Cannes because Europe is drivable, and that's what's so amazing, to be able to drive a few hours, you're in another country. And so Wyatt and Charlotte take off to Florence and have a very romantic few days there before they head over to Sirmione, which is in the lake region. So what I also try to do is throw in a city that a lot of people haven't heard of. So the first book was Capistel, which is it's an amazing, amazing hotel property in the south of France. So romantic. And, yeah, I had a great time there. It was the wrong guy, but it was a great place. And so I put that in the first book. And then this time I put Sirmione. I also always include a ski resort destination. So the first book was Aspen. And then this one, Four Seasons at Cutler's, has a chapter on Park City, Utah, which is one of my all-time favorite places as well.
You are living an enchanted life, and you're putting it down on paper and giving people this absolute wonderful ability to do some armchair traveling and, of course, get very hungry for good food.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I'm trying to whet everybody's appetite and then just give them a good time and have some fun and escape through a book.
You know, that is so important. I know that we have to pay attention to the news. We have to pay attention to what's going on in the world. We have to be sort of like Charlotte's boyfriend. We do need these moments of escape. We just need to smile, just need to sort of forget for a little while all the problems. And we do have so many problems. But I think that's what books do, and you certainly do it in spades here with all of this, because it is lots of fun to read.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I feel like you said, there's so much trials and tribulations in this world and so many bad things going on, but there's also so much beauty. So to be able to highlight beautiful places and experiences in a book, it's such a pleasure. It's a joy, like you say, joy on paper.
Exactly. And you are very observant. I love some of your comments, some of your descriptions of people and things they say. You capture dialogue very nicely. So it does definitely put a smile on your face. Now, of course, we had four seasons. Angelina, so you're working on the next four seasons?
Yes, there will be a third book. And also, I want to say with four seasons at Cutler's, we have an audiobook version. And the male narrator is fantastic. He was on The Sopranos, Andy Davoli. He's just got a great voice, and he hits those accents, the New York accent, Italian, Houston, even Australian. So the audiobook was a lot of fun, too. And then the third book, we'll see when it comes out.
But okay.
The story will continue.
The story continues. Well, I think it's just a lot of fun. And it's available online, and I'm sure you're available online with your website and social media and all that stuff.
Absolutely. CarolineMcBride.com, and Four Seasons at Cutler's is available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Exactly. And I'm sure that people, you will enjoy it. It's just a fun read. It's lighthearted and with a little bit of, you know, serious commentary on society's abnormalities, we could say. But definitely, it's a fun read. And again, thank you, Carolyn, for being on Joy on Paper. I think you're just my kind of person, because you enjoy traveling like I did when I worked for the hotel and also an Italian restaurant. So again, Four Seasons at Cutler's. Get it today, and people, just chill out for a little while.
Thank you so much, Patsy. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, it's been a joy to talk to you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
She's so cute. You know, sometimes you just need a book like this. Actually, I realized I've been to all of the cities. Bye-bye now.